free school in my own home. I didn't collect tuition, but taught the students for free, teaching them what I myself had learned and studied in school. I was teaching in a culturally undeveloped area in the mountains, and I called the school Toad Hall. In the autumn, the toads would crawl under the rocks. If you turned up a rock, you would see lots of little toads. It is said that these toads were used for imperial tributes.
18岁我就成立义务学校，义务学校啊，不收钱，就这么进义务。我一个人呢，教有30多个学生，那么一天一天呢，陪着这个学生在一起做孩子王。做孩子王啊，为什么我要做孩子王呢？还不收钱。 是不是这个孩子王很光荣的？也不是，因为我觉得我呀受教育受的时间少，读书也读得晚。我希望啊，我一般同袍的这个学生啊，这个学子啊，都能。 在很小的时候就能有机会读书，所以啊，我就成立义务学校，在那儿教了一个时期。
I taught over 30 students, spending day after day with them. Why did I volunteer to teach them? Was it an honorable position being the leader of kids? No. Since it had been difficult for me to study, I sympathized with the other children who didn't have the opportunity to go to school. I knew that poor families can't afford to send their children to school. At that time in China, education was not widespread, and the literacy rate was extremely low. I hoped all the young people could have the opportunity to go to school and receive an adequate education. That's why I started a tuition-free private school and worked without pay teaching those illiterate children.
教了一个时期，这个学生啊，就因为那是山里头的地方啊，就有一种流行性的病。 叫什么呢？叫羊毛钉。这个大人呢，很多人都生这个羊毛钉。这羊毛钉啊，是在身上啊，它有一个凸出来一个疙瘩，那么前面有七个，后边有八个。你用那火柴头一扎它，它这个包啊塌下去就不起来了，就是羊毛钉的。 一个种症状，这种病如果不治呢，两三天、三四天就会死亡的。但是要有人懂得怎么样治呢，他很快也就好了。这种病啊，就是这么来的这么厉害。我这个教的学生啊。 在一天就有十几个都生了羊毛钉了，这羊毛钉我还呀，看人家挑这个羊毛钉啊，我也就学会了，也就会治这个病。那么，这十几个学生啊，都生羊毛钉，我就都给他们治好了，既可以治啊，就都治好了。
During that period, there was an epidemic going around called sheep's hair lumps. The disease may have been due in part to the climate. Many adults came down with it and grew blisters on their body, 7 in the front and 8 in the back. The blisters were about the size of a matchstick head and would collapse if you poked them with a matchstick. If you pricked them with a needle, there was really sheep's hair inside. If the sick person's blisters were pricked and bloodletting was done, the person would get well. recovery was rapid if the sick person received the proper treatment. However, if no one treated the disease by pricking the blisters, the person would die in 3 days. That's how lethal a disease it was. When I was teaching, in a single day, over 10 of my students came down with the sheep's hair lumps. I had learned to treat the disease after watching others do it, and so I was able to cure my students very quickly.
姓李的学生好像叫李有义，这个学生也很聪明，也读书也好，也守规矩，所以每一样都是优等的。我对这个学生也很爱惜的。这个学生也生了羊毛钉，生羊毛钉我当时就心里有一点着急。 这一着急把他这个病给治好了，想不到我自己也生了羊毛钉。自己生了羊毛钉，这个自己刀不能血自己的疤，自己不能给自己治，那么旁人也没有人会治。
But when one of my favorite students, named Li Youyi, who was intelligent, well-behaved and a good student in every respect, came down with the disease, I was a little worried and the fire rose in me. When fire rises, it's easy to catch the disease. After I finished pricking this student's blisters, he went home and recovered. But then I fell sick and was in terrible pain. Seeing the little blisters on my chest, I knew I had sheep's hair lumps. I couldn't prick my own blisters and cure myself, and no one else knew how to treat the disease.
于是乎，我那时候又发了脾气了。发什么脾气啊？我说观世音菩萨，我真要是一个对佛教没有贡献的，我现在我就愿意生羊毛钉就死了算了，我也不治了。如果我对佛教， 我因为不读书，以后我就从16岁我就参加道德会，学这个讲演。我本来是一个不会说话的人，等于哑巴差不多。由这个在道德会练习讲演，那么也就会讲演了。会讲演呢？ 就也参加佛教会啊，很多事情啊，也都虽然年纪轻，但是啊，我愿意为佛教来服务。我说我呀是献身佛教的，如果佛教不用我，我就生羊毛钉死了就算了。如果佛教里还需要我的话，我就不治也会好的。
Then I lost my temper and declared, Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva, I want to help the people of the world. You shouldn't let me get sick like this. If I really cannot contribute anything to Buddhism, I might as well die right now. I won't treat myself or find anyone to treat me. I'll just wait for death. I could have taught the others how to prick the blisters. But I was sick and in no condition to go and call someone else. As a young child, I didn't even know how to speak slowly. That's how dull I was. I was no better than a mute. I sat at home every day, not wanting to play with other kids. When I joined the Virtue Society at 16, I practiced speaking every day and gradually learned to lecture in public. Then I studied Buddhism and taught the Dharma to others, explaining as much as I understood. I thought, I have offered my life to Buddhism. If Buddhism has no use for me, I might as well die. If Buddhism still needs me, then I will get well without treatment.
这样的，这时候头痛的，好像就要两半那么样。 我也不管，就是忍着忍着忍着就睡着了。睡着了怎么样呢？啊，就呼吸气的不能呼吸了啊，就有东西在这个喉咙这堵着，呼吸气也没有了，没有，自己心里头明白啊，不能喘气了，我就用力往出一咳，一咳嗽，咳嗽出来有十多团呢，这个羊毛，这个每一团呢，都像羊毛似的。这么吐出之后啊，我这个羊毛钉病啊也没有治，它又好了。我有那个我知道我是对佛教啊，还可以做一点事情，啊，这是我知道我自己啊，那时候这个生命啊是属于佛教的了。
My head hurt so badly, it felt like it would split into two. But I paid no attention. I patiently bore the pain and fell asleep. As I slept, I stopped breathing and woke up gasping for air. Something was stuck in my throat and I couldn't breathe. I coughed forcefully and up came a dozen or so lumps of sheep's hair. It really looked like a sheep's hair. As soon as I spit them out, I recovered without treatment. From this I knew that I could still do a little work for Buddhism. I knew then my life truly belonged to Buddhism.
以后就修佛法。修佛法呢，当时因为16岁读书，读了书啊，以后就能看经典，能看经典呢，就跑到庙上给人讲讲六祖坛经。六祖坛经啊，又讲金刚经，又讲啊其他种种的佛法，这是啊，就学会读大悲咒，读大悲咒啊，那么一得到大悲咒的时候就非常欢喜，坐到火车上啊，开始就读，读了有30分钟，然后下火车一背呢，居然间那个这个大悲咒就能背出来，所以能背出大悲咒以后啊，就得到这个42手眼。修习42手眼，修习42手眼呢，又修行了几年呢，以后也是种种的因缘呢，遇到病的，有病的人呢，就也不怕惹祸，就给人治起病来了，治病呢。用这个大悲咒啊和42手眼一治嘛，把这个病就给治好了。
I participated in many activities in the Buddhist society as well. Despite my youth, I was eager to serve Buddhism. And so at the age of 16, I went to a temple to lecture on the 6th Patriarch Sutra. I also lectured on other short sutras,such as the Vajra Sutra and the Amitabha Sutra, and taught people the Buddha Dharma. I also knew how to recite the Great Compassion Mantra in those days. The first time I saw the Great Compassion Mantra, I was extremely delighted. I started reading it when I boarded the train. When I got off the train half an hour later, I could recite it from memory. Then I learned the 42 hands and eyes.After cultivating them for several years, I began curing people's illnesses. Using the Great Compassion Mantra and the 42 hands and eyes, I was able to cure any illness.
这个之后，我母亲呢，就有了病。 有了病，我一边教书啊，一边就服侍我母亲的病。什么病呢？也不知道是什么病，也不能走路，也不能翻身，大小便呢都要我来帮助他。那么这时候啊，就各处啊，找这个好医生治也治不好。有人呢，当时就传说呀，贝银河那有狐仙爷，能增医赐药，谁到那儿一求嘛，就有他就舍药，用一个碗呢包成一个用红布蒙上，跪到这个狐仙爷面前嘛，这个狐仙爷就给慈悲给送药了。当时嘛，就几千里地以外啊，都到这儿来求药。
Afterwards, my mother became sick and was confined to bed. I continued teaching on the one hand and tended to my mother's sickness on the other. I don't know what her sickness was, but for over half a year she could neither walk nor turn over in bed. I helped her go to the bathroom, prepared her food, and did everything for her. At that time there was a spirit called the Fox Immortal at White Cloud River, Bai Yunhe, who bestowed medicine upon those who prayed to him. People came from over 1,000 miles away to seek medicine from the spirit. All one had to do was go to his place, set out a bowl with a red cloth over it, and make a request. Whatever medicine one prayed for would appear in the bowl.
这个既然这么灵呢，我为我母亲也去求一求药啊，就啊到那个地方也跪到狐仙爷那个空房子里头啊，就求药，求了一天也没有药来，求两天也没有药来。我说我在这儿啊，什么时候求到药，我在3天以内啊，如果不求到药嘛，我就不起来这儿。你们就在那儿跪着跪着，也天气冷的时候，跪了3天3宿，跪3天3宿也没有药。我说、那这是我不诚心呢、也不是啊，那么回头和这狐仙爷没有缘。于是乎啊，就起身呢、起身我也会中药啊，到药材店呢，就给我母亲买了一点药回去啊，煎着把它熬煎着吃了也不好。我们不好，果然呢没有多久我母亲呢就死了。
I went to the Fox Immortal seeking medicine for my mother.I set out the bowl, knelt down, asked for help, and waited. I knelt for 3 days and 3 nights, but no medicine appeared in the bowl. Having failed to obtain medicine from the Fox Immortal, I went to the herbal shop myself and bought some medicinal herbs.And decocted them for my mother. But she still didn't get well. Not long after that, on the 9th day of the 3rd lunar month, my mother died.
那么出家以后啊，我又遇到这个曾医师要这个狐仙了。这狐仙爷遇到他干什么呢？他要皈依我。那时候本来我就是还是个沙弥。那么他要皈依我，拜我做师父。我就问他，你是姓什么叫什么啊？他也附在人身上，他就说他是这个贝银河那个狐仙 中医私药那那一位啊，当时我听见是他啊，我就有点不太高兴。我说你还要皈依我，你既然要皈依我，当初我向你求药，你为什么不死不舍给我药啊？现在你想要皈依我，我也不收你。那么这样一来呀，啊，他说，哎，那时候不是我不舍药给你，我你在那儿跪着，我看，我你那一看也睁不开眼睛，看不见什么东西，啊，所以也没有法子给你药，啊，这个是不怪我自己的。那么这样子，说过之后，那么我就也给他说的皈依，啊，这是啊。一切的事情都有前因后果的，啊，都有这个渊源的。
Later, after I left the home life, the fox immortal possessed one of my relatives and sought to take refuge with me. When he identified himself as the fox immortal of White Cloud River, I said, "When I went to seek your help, you didn't give me any medicine. How can you have the gall to ask to take refuge with me?" The fox immortal said, "When you were kneeling there, I couldn't give the medicine to you because I was blinded by a golden light."
我母亲死，那么大一件事，我没有掉过泪。
哦，小时候很爱哭，可是妈妈死的就哭了。
那时候可能也哭不出来了，
对，
又穷又困，赶最后我母亲死的那天呢，那是手里连一个片子也没有，
哎呦，
穷得不得了，我把我几哥哥都叫去了。叫去，他们都没去，就这个白玉堂那时候去了。
三哥。
去了，我问他，我说，母亲故去了，俺们要买一个什么样的棺材？他说，哎，俺们这个环境还买什么棺材？用这个几块木板钉一个火匣子，埋葬起来就够了，没有钱买棺材。我说这个好像对不起母亲似的。
是。
生我们这么多个子女，临死连个棺材都没有，我对他，我到街上去试一试看看。
When my own mother died, I didn't shed tears. I think I probably was too sad to even cry. I didn't have a single penny on the day she died. My whole family was destitute. When my mother died, I summoned my brothers, but only my third elder brother came. I said to him,What kind of coffin should we buy for our mother? How can we buy a coffin when we're so poor? He asked. We can't even afford our meals, much less a coffin. Then what should we do? I asked. Just nail a few boards together and make a box to bury her in, said my brother. It doesn't seem right. I said, she raised so many sons and daughters,And yet she doesn't even have a coffin for her burial. I said I would go take a look on the streets.
我在街上呢，因为我参加道德会。在家的时候，我在道德会做总务科长。
哦。
那么，认识一些个人。我到那儿到棺材铺，姓田的，就田老铺。这个人怎么叫老姑呢？他嘴很黑的好骂人是个跑江湖的水路两码头都通的 开棺材铺。我到那儿就对他说，我想买个棺材，没有钱，你赊给我可不可以？他说好，我赊给你，这棺材没有了问题了，得想法再往回运高棺材，临走的这个田老婆又借给我300块钱。
哦，
他说你没有钱买棺材，当然也没有钱办丧事了，我借给你300块钱，你回去用了，什么时候有什么时候给我。因为他对我很有感情的，很有信心。我说好啊。
I went into the town of La Lin to buy a coffin. Since I had been a supervisor at the Virtue Society before I left home, I knew some people in town. I went to see Mr. Tian, who sold coffins. He was known for being a sharp dealer. As soon as he saw me, he said, "Have you come to buy a coffin?" "I don't have any money right now. Will you let me buy one on credit?" "Fine," he said. "Pay me back whenever you have money." So the coffin was taken care of, and I made arrangements to ship it home. As I was about to leave, Mr. Tian handed me $300, saying, "If you don't have money to buy a coffin, then for sure you won't have the money to hold a funeral. Take this money and pay me back when you can." I knew he had faith in me, and so I accepted the money.
那就用这300块钱，把我母亲就发病出去了，雇的吹鼓手啊，买的韭菜呀，这也都马马虎虎算过得去了。那时候300块钱顶这时候30000块钱用
了，
很
值钱，
那钱没有毛呢，
对，很值钱。
这样呢，我回来正那天是春天3月19那天，春天3月19跑洮河水东北，那个一早去这个什么那个路啊非常泥泞，不好走，我呢住的地方距离坟营地还有大要有7-8里路吧，7-8里路，这个人要抬重嘛，我觉得不能走那个路，这样泥泞，这样有水了嘎叽的，不容易走。
$300 was quite a sum in those days. It would be equivalent to 30,000 Hong Kong dollars nowadays. Everything was very cheap in those days, 40 or 50 years ago, and there was no inflation. I returned home on the 19th of the third lunar month. I placed my mother's body in the coffin, hired some musicians, ordered some food, and arranged for people to carry the coffin. The funeral was set for the next day. However, the warm spring winds had melted the winter's snow, and the roads were muddy and hard to travel. The family burial ground was 2 or 3 miles away, and I was worried that it would be very difficult for the pallbearers to transport the coffin on the muddy, slippery roads.
不容易走，我晚间我就想，我说我这个没有什么人缘，也没有天缘，如果这个诸佛菩萨和上帝 来能今天晚上写，或者下雪，或者上冬，
对，
这个路啊就好走了。
走了
下雪要下一寸的雪，垫到这个泥泞上边，也差不多解冻的样子。
对，
如果上冬呢，也会好走一点。
对，
因为人抬重，这个本来就很重了。
对，
在走路不好走，那都是东北乡下呢，都抬重。
都抬重，对。
大家来帮忙抬重。我这么想啊，晚上这么求啊，哎，等到鸡叫的时候，果然就下雪了。
哦，
这雪就下有一寸这么厚啊，那么就抬到坟上去啊，也没有什么困难。到坟上天还没光呢，天没光，太阳刚要出来，就刨坑把棺材埋上了。
嗯哼，
埋上，太阳一出来，这雪都化了。
你看看
啊。
That night I prayed to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and to the Heavenly Lord, saying, I don't have many affinities with people or with heaven, but it would be best if either snow fell or the ground froze before dawn.If an inch of snow covered the ground, or the ground became frozen solid, it would provide traction for easy walking. Strangely enough, the temperature dropped, and an inch of snow fell on the frozen ground right before dawn. I knew this was a special response from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Over 20 people began sending the coffin to the burial ground as soon as it was light.The cloudy weather made it less tiring to carry the coffin. After the service, the sky cleared and the snow began to melt.
啊，雪都化了，人就都回家去了，帮忙的，我就在坟上那不走了。不走，他们有人问我为什么还不走，我说我要在这陪陪我母亲。啊，就这么就守孝了。
因为守孝的话，您我知道您那个当地的一般的这个村里人了，家里人呢，都啊称呼您是叫白孝子。但是实际的形容不大知道，您能不能把您那段给我说说给我们听？
那一段没有什么，那一段
我就
在那儿用这个。十几捆树干呀，搭那么一个 A 字形的那个茅
棚，
这个茅棚呢，外边下雪，里边也是白的，它因为那个茅棚它有透风的地方漏雪，这个外边下雨呢，里边也湿的，这么一个地方，住在那是坐着，天天也就念经啊，念佛啊。
我这么觉得啊，那是您的一个人生的一个转捩点，或者说是转变最大的一点。
坐禅呢？
对，坐禅。
念经啊，就是坐着。
有什么启发呢？
心里脚很
平
安的。我母亲死那么大一件事，我没有掉过泪。那时候可能也哭不出来了。
As people started to leave, I sat down beside the grave. When people asked why I didn't leave, I told them I wanted to keep my mother company. I built an A-shaped hut out of some branches tied in bundles. When it snowed outside, the inside of the hut would also turn white. When it rained, it was also wet inside. The hut didn't keep out the wind, snow, or rain. spending my days reciting sutras, reciting the Buddha's name, and sitting in meditation, I developed a great sense of mental peace. When my own mother died, I didn't shed tears. I think I probably was too sad to even cry.
在那个坟上的时候，蚊子也不咬。
你看看。
漫荒野地很多蚊子。
嗯。
嗯。我那儿来的客人他们都咬、
嗯，
都被蚊子给叮了。他们说：“哎，这么多打针的。”
啊。
这么多的医生，
打针的，
嗯，蚊子咬，他们说打针的，
打针的，
嗯，我在那坐，他不咬，我在，反正还有一次饿，没有东西吃，
啊、
我到那个草地里去，找出一个那个蘑菇，
哦，
一个蘑菇，这一个蘑菇吃了怎么样？这一天也要笑。
哦，很有意思啊！
嗯，啊，所以以后我知道这蘑菇里头有酵菌，
哦，
吃了就会笑。嗯，我那有几次，我那本来没有着火
啊，
嗯，那乡下人就看着火了，
着火，嗯，
就去一看，还没有什么。
嗯
，There were many mosquitoes in the wilderness.But I never got bitten even once. Yet the people who came to visit me were bitten so much that they joked, Ah, so many doctors giving us shots! Sometimes I ate grass roots and leaves when I felt hungry. Once I found a mushroom and ate it, and for the whole day I wanted to laugh. Thus I knew there was a laughter-inducing chemical in the mushroom.When I was practicing filial piety beside my mother's grave, several times the villagers thought my hut had caught on fire, but when they came, there was no fire.
我在我母亲坟上守孝的时候，那时候经过一次地震，在晚间我正在那坐禅呢，坐禅正在这个无人无我啊。什么都空了，啊！忽然间就觉得这动了，怎么风向晃晃悠悠的晃起来了？我自己就想，哦，这是什么魔？它可以把我这个身体都摇动起来了。这个魔的力量是不小，就这样子，也不知道是地震。等第二天有人来告诉我说，哦，这是地震，我才知道是地震。那么那个地震呢，很奇怪的，哈，这井里本来是应该弯上，是有水的，那次地震呢，就我那方面有一个井里，这个井里就往出火的，啊，井里会出往冒火的，说火山会冒火，这个井也并不是火山，它也冒火，冒火。所以这世界奇奇怪怪的事情很多的，我相信有人想，哦，那一定是那个井底下有硫磺，也是火山的脉，所以往外冒火，或者也许是这样子。
There was also an earthquake one night. I was sitting in Dhyana and everything was empty. There was no self and no others.And suddenly I felt a movement, an agitation. I thought to myself, Ah, what is this demon that can shake my body this way? Its strength is certainly formidable. I didn't realize it was an earthquake. The next day someone came to tell me there had been an earthquake, a very strange earthquake. During it, the well where I sat had spouted fire.This was a water well, not a volcano, and yet fire had come forth from it. There are many strange things in the world. I believe someone is thinking, I'm sure that beneath the well there was a vein of sulfur which fed a volcano, and that is why the well spouted fire. Well, maybe that's the way it was.
好像您有一次什么像像做梦不做梦的，
嗯，
是不是六祖禅师来来看您？
那也不是睡觉
啊、
嗯，就看来
什么时候，白天晚上啊？
也不是白天，也不是晚间，就是黑，将要黑的时候，
将要黑影，
嗯。
傍晚时候，差不多啊。
他到这儿来，就告诉我将来。
他什么打扮？
他
什么样打扮？
是一个出家人嘛。
也是出家人啊。
穿的灰袍子。
灰袍子。
嗯。
大衣。看样子多大？多大岁数样子？看不出来。
五六十岁。
五六十岁样
子。嗯嗯嗯。那六祖大师63岁圆寂。
他圆寂63岁。
看见那么一个和尚来了，
嗯，
和我讲了一些个道理，
嗯，
讲一些道理，告诉我怎么样修行，
嗯，
说是你将来啊，或者会到东方美国去，
哦，
会遇到一些个什么样的人，
哦，
嗯。就是这样的，然后说完了，忽然间就没有
不见了。
嗯，
你也没有把这件事情放在心上来了啊。
嗯，就觉得很奇怪，
很奇怪。
嗯
啊。
One day at dusk, the sixth patriarch came. I saw a monk wearing a gray robe in his 50s or 60s. He explained some principles to me.Telling me how to cultivate, and said that in the future I might come to America. He also told me what kind of people I would meet. After saying that, he disappeared. I wasn't asleep when I saw him, and I found it very strange.
我又想起来我在我母亲旁边那个坟的旁边守孝的时候，就和很多人呢去供养我，有的买一点这个东西，有的就送一点那个东西，总而言之啊，都是吃的，可以吃的，可以穿的这些个东西。当时就有一个比丘，这个比丘呢，他的神通大得很。什么神通呢？专门能吃，他也是一天吃一餐，他这一天吃一餐，这一餐吃多少东西呢？这么大的碗，这么大的这个碗呢，大约里边最低限度可以装10磅偏旁，他可以吃这么三碗，这么三大碗啊，他吃的快的很快的，哦，真是和那恶鬼吃东西是一样的。
When I was practicing filial piety beside my mother's grave, it was a controversial issue. It was a matter of many villagers making offerings to me of all kinds of food, clothing, and things. There was another bhikshu who had great spiritual powers. What kind of spiritual powers? The ability to eat. He took only one meal a day.But he had a huge bowl that could hold 10 pounds of food, and he could eat 3 bowlfuls a day. He really ate fast, too, like a hungry ghost.
啊，这个比丘啊，这么大的神通，他想我在那守孝，一定也是没有东西吃。于是乎啊，他就送了这么一筐这个 用竹子织的这个筐，这么一筐，那个里二外八，里二外八，就是赵州和尚啊，不懂的这个是什么？这个里边用两个手指头，外边有八个手指头，原来是什么呢？北方的叫窝窝头，窝窝头，啊，姚先生他不知道，这个里边是空的。做的时候要里边用两个手，外边要用四个、
oh.
这个八个手指头，里边两个手指头，外边
八个手指头，
怎么做？做完了，把它蒸熟了可以吃。他问这叫什么？这些人说这叫窝窝头。啊、哦，原来是这个东西。
He thought that I probably didn't have any food to eat living beside the grave.And so one day he sent me a big basket of steamed dumplings. Those dumplings have a colloquial name, which is inside two and outside eight. Dhyana Master Chao Zhou didn't know what inside two and outside eight referred to. He saw people making steamed dumplings. They kneaded the dough.They used two fingers to knead the inside of the dumplings, while eight fingers remained outside to shape the exterior of the dumpling. He asked the people, What is the name of this food? And they answered, You don't know what this is called?